Welcome to this, the 17th station of the Resurrection. As you would know by now, we are working through our way through the different places where Jesus is seen in the New Testament after his death and resurrection. Start with a moment of prayer. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned. And the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. So praise to you, Lord Jesus, dying you destroyed our death, rising you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Today is the 17th station, this station around the Ascension. The reading for this is Acts 1, verses 3 to 11. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. So friends, this is the moment when, in modern parlance, you might think of Jesus as beginning to work from home. But at the start of this passage, we have that reminder that Jesus offered many convincing proofs, hence these resurrection stations have gone on for so many days, as we've looked at every two or three days a different Bible passage, the way Jesus appears. Many convincing proofs over 40 days speaking about the kingdom of God, and here we are, although yesterday was Ascension Day, for those listening on Friday, that is. They were told not to leave Jerusalem, and yet many of them had the impression that they were on a different mission. Hence that question, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? It's not just a matter of mission creep, but of absolutely different mission objectives. To declare, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel, is a view of the kingdom being physical, of a question that implies that Jesus will reign in Jerusalem over Israel, the land and the people freed from the Roman oppression. And it's intriguing that you get that here after the 40 days of resurrection appearances. And I guess there's an echo there of Matthew 28, where again you get, you know, they worshipped but some doubted. There's a section of these apostles who think that there's a different mission goal to the one that Jesus has. for Jesus being the Messiah, the Saviour, wasn't about, in the end, him becoming the Saviour of the Kingdom of Israel, but being the Saviour of the world. It echoes that part of that promise to Abraham way back in the Old Testament, that Israel would not just become a great nation, not just have a land for itself, but it would also become a blessing to the whole world. And so we have it that the apostles, some of the apostles at least, wanted to know when would he become king over the land of Israel. And yet, we see something of that worldwide influence for Jesus in the way that the ascension itself happened. This wasn't just I'm going to the Father so that the Spirit could be poured out on all people. There was that functionality to it, but the process and the way it happened, and the way that you have a cloud involved. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. A cloud would have been immediately understood to represent something of the presence of God. Think of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that led the people of Israel through the wilderness. But also it's probably worth noticing that Daniel 7 is in view here. Let me read to you a little couple of phrases, paragraphs from N.T. Wright. Luke tells us that Jesus was lifted up or taken up. This does not indicate that he was heading out somewhere beyond the moon or beyond Mars, but that he was going into God's dimension. The cloud, as is so often the case in the Bible, is the sign of God's presence. That's how the disciples would have understood it. Think of the pillar of cloud and fire as the children wandered through the desert, or the cloud and smoke that filled the temple when God became suddenly present in a new way. So 2 Chronicles 5:14. First century readers, though, would have also picked up a reference to Daniel 7, where one like a son of man is brought up on the clouds of heaven to the Ancient of Days, and is presented before him and given kingly power over the nations. The story of Jesus' ascension would indicate that Daniel 7 had been fulfilled in a dramatic and unexpected way. This clearly contrasts with verses 6 to 8 and that discussion of the wrong kind of kingly enthronement that the disciples imagined. So it wasn't just about mission creep, it was about mission change for those apostles that initially hadn't got it. And then we see a 10-day prayer meeting. I wonder what they prayed. And I wonder what you pray in these days. Let's take time to pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory. For in your ascension you are crowned King of kings and Lord of lords. As we worship you on your heavenly throne, prepare our hearts for the coming of your Spirit. To you, Lord Jesus, who will come back in the same way you went up into heaven, to honour and glory now and forever. Amen. Father, we thank you that we are still in that waiting time, that waiting between the first ascension and that return that will herald the end of earth as we know it. Thank you for your graciousness in giving us time to tell out the gospel, to enable as many as possible to discover your love. And Father, I pray, and we pray, that you would pour out your Spirit afresh on your followers, but too on your world, on your people, that those that you are calling into right relationship with you would respond. We pray for boldness for your people, that we would live clearly in the light of this stage of Earth's history as we wait for your coming again in glory. Lord, have mercy on us, we pray. So praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Amen. Friends, two things to say. One is that next week, on Monday, the 18th station, Pentecost, Bishop James is leading that. So do tune in on Monday to listen to that. And then also on Monday on our other channel, on our 540650 channel, we're putting up the last sermon that Peter Nightingale preached in church back in 2017 in tribute to Peter's life and ministry amongst us here at Pip and Jim's. May you have a blessed day today.